This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I want to share with you today a very small thought. Nothing big, okay? Really quick one. I read something saying what today? At-ta'at furas. Fa'idha tayassarat laka at-ta'a fa'ghtanimha. Meaning what? At-ta'at are acts of worship or acts of obedience or acts of doing good. If you find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has facilitated for you an act of doing good, it's an opportunity. Then grab it, اختنمها, pound on it. If you're somebody, mashallah, who's healthy and you feel you're capable of going and helping maybe somebody who's elderly, go and help them, don't hesitate. If you feel you're capable of waking up in the middle of the night and praying two rak'ahs tahajjud, get up and pray. Don't say, oh, I'm gonna be so tired in the morning, I have to go to work, I have to take the kids to school. No excuses. If you're capable, get up and pray. If you're someone who's wealthy and you have the ability to give those who are in need, do not hesitate in giving. Or maybe you're someone who people listen to and you're able to raise funds for those in need, go ahead and help those in need in whichever way you can, right? And I'm saying this because there are two reasons that might make us really regret if we don't grab these opportunities. The first one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might not throw this opportunity back in your way again. That's the first one. The second thing, which is even worse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might send you the same opportunity, right? And you want to do it now, but you're not capable anymore. You might feel that you want to help those in need, but you don't have the wealth anymore. And you know that you had the wealth before, but you what? Walked away from an opportunity, right? Or you want to get up and pray Fajr, but you're not able to. Or you want to help someone who's needy, but you can't. Or you can't go and visit those. You don't have the health or the wealth. Don't ever let an act of goodness pass by you. If Allah puts something in your way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says what? فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ in Ayah 148 in Surah Al-Baqarah. Race to doing good. Pound on that opportunity. Do good. Pray. Help those around you. And make dua for me, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.